Yes, I think it was fully priced into the market that the bank would cut rates to 2% yesterday. And there had been some feeling in the city that they might go even further and have back-to-back cuts of 1.5 points, now having cut rates by 1.5 points in November. Some people in the city thought, well, they may do the same again.
And presumably, it leaves the door open for lower interest rates in the near future.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that we've got further to go with this rate cutting trend. We've seen rates come down obviously from 5% to 2% in less than 2 months, really. And they're going to come down further. I mean, rates have never been this low in the entire history of the Bank of England. Well, they've been 2%, but they've never been lower than 2% in the entire history of the Bank of England. And they will be down to 1%, I think, by early next year. And they could conceivably go even lower than that. We could have rates at 0.25% or 0.5%. I mean, really uncharted water.
Will the high street banks pass these rate cuts on to consumers?
Not in full. No, I don't think they will be passed on in full. There's already been evidence yesterday afternoon, pretty quickly after the decision was announced. You've got a flurry of announcements from lenders that, and by their trade associations, that they were in no position to pass on these rate cuts in full. They were worried about savers. Some of the banks just don't have the money to support vast amounts of bank lending in any event, and they're worried about the viability of their businesses. So I don't see these rate cuts being passed on in full by any stretch of the imagination, despite what the government may say.
You mentioned savers. Isn't it a bit unfair on them? People who have been possibly more prudent than other people during the good times, and now they're being punished for it.
Savers will complain like mad about this decision, and they will say that, particularly if you're a pensioner, you spend nearly all your income, and you rely very heavily on your savings, on the interest rates you get on your savings to fund your income, that this is completely unfair. But the fact is that most of the economic evidence suggests that the impact of a rate cut on borrowers, the money it frees up for them, outweighs the impact on savers. That's why the government. That's why policymakers do it, because they think that cutting interest rates actually provides a stimulus to the economy in bad times. So yes, savers do lose out, and they have every good reason to feel sore about it. But that's the way it works, unfortunately.
When will we know whether these huge rate cuts will have this stimulus effect on the economy?
Well, I think what we have to do really is take a look across the Atlantic, and there the portents are not especially hopeful. The US Federal Reserve, which is the equivalent of our Bank of England, has been cutting interest rates more aggressively sooner than the Bank of England has here. They got interest rates down to 2% back in May. Now, today, we are likely to see the most horrendous set of jobless figures from the US. They have something called the non-farm payrolls, which is essentially the overview of their labour market. And people on Wall Street are talking about a third of a million people being taken off payrolls in November alone. I mean, that's a huge, huge number. And it just goes to show that cutting interest rates has not done the trick in the US. I mean, the economy has gone from bad to worse over the last 6 months. We've had all this, obviously, the financial turmoil, which started in September. But there's, cutting rates on its own, short-term rates, has not done the trick.